This Saturday, January 19th, marks the 210th birthday of Edgar Allan Poe. How is one organization celebrating the occasion and honoring the impact Poe continues to have on the arts, humanities, and pop culture? Enrica Jang, director of the Edgar Allan Poe House and Museum, Poe Baltimore, tells us more.
Baltimore's fondness for Poe shouldn't surprise anyone who knows a little of his history. Poe is the son of a proud Baltimore family. Baltimore is also the city where the father of detective fiction died unexpectedly and under mysterious circumstances. Poe was among the early American writers to support himself entirely by his pen. He had no other profession or family money. Prize money from winning a short story contest in the Baltimore Saturday Visitor, a 19th century periodical, effectively launched Poe's career. The professional contacts he made as the contest winner helped him land his next job as a writer and editor. Poe wrote some of his short stories and poetry inside the tiny brick house on North Amity Street. Every year, over 12,000 Poe fans from around the world flock to our chamber door to see inside. Last year, we hosted the inaugural International Edgar Allan Poe Festival, commemorating the anniversary of the author's death. This Saturday will mark Poe's 210th birthday. The Edgar Allan Poe House and Museum has planned a slate of activities to celebrate the day, including a live performance at Poe House by actor Stephen Mead. It's an intimate opportunity to see Poe's words come to life within the very walls he lived and worked. Festivities continue into the evening at Poezella, a birthday party featuring Poe-themed art, food, and an encore performance. And while January 19th is a special date for us every year, Poe House is especially proud to mark the day this year with the official opening of the Saturday Visitor Awards, a new honor presented by Poe Baltimore. The awards will recognize Poe's continuing legacy in the arts and literature around the world. Poe continues to haunt and inspire new generations. He's referenced by some of the most brilliant creators of all time, including Sir Arthur Conan Doyle, Jules Verne, Alfred Hitchcock, and Stephen King. Every year, new creative works are inspired by Poe's life and writing, from poems to novels, comics to concerts, photography to feature films. The Saturday Visitor Awards will honor the best media, art, performance, and writing in two categories: artistic works that adapt Poe's life or writing, including biography or true adaptations of his poetry or prose, and original works inspired by Poe's life or writing. The awards will be presented at the International Edgar Allan Poe Festival in October. The purpose of the Saturday Visitor Awards is to celebrate the creators who keep Poe in popular culture. Entries are open to any medium and genre of art and are not restricted to writing alone. Performance, music, photography, and film are allowed and encouraged. And in addition to nominees in each category from all over the world, Poe Baltimore will also recognize and highlight a regional creator, with special preference for artists from here at home. Pretty spry for a 210-year-old. Poe's spirit and legacy live throughout Baltimore City and continue to inspire authors, poets, playwrights, and artists alike.
The Edgar Allan Poe House and Museum is located at 225 North Amity Street. Learn more about this weekend's festivities, the Saturday Visitor Awards, and the organization at poeinbaltimore.org. Maryland Humanities is a statewide nonprofit that creates and supports educational experiences in the humanities that inspire all Marylanders to embrace lifelong learning, exchange ideas openly, and enrich their communities. Humanities Connection is produced by Maryland Humanities for WIPR. For Maryland Humanities, I'm Phoebe Stein.